Hey everybody.
Well, I thought we were going to say it together. Welcome to another week of Autastic.
Autastic, the comedian's guide to autism. I'm Graham Kay, and over there is Kirk Smith. We are two comedians who have autistic loved ones.
Kirk
has a 18-year-old son who is severely autistic, and I have a pretty autistic brother. I'll just put it that way. Just called him.
Just got off the phone.
I'm in LA, and I'm like, okay, we can do a phone interview.
Right.
You know what I mean? We can do that, and then because our technology works such that it's easier for me to be with Kirk, for me to do a phone interview. So let's take this interview. Let's take this opportunity, you know?
There's 2 points instead of 3 points. We got us in 1 point, and then him.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Yes. Anyway, long story short, it's 8:30 p.m. where he is right now, and I called him and I woke him up and I asked him if he was having a nap, and I knew that he wasn't. He's
ready for bed.
He was asleep. He was already conked out. He's a deep sleeper. I don't know if any of you guys let us know, but are your kids deep sleeper? Is your loved one deep sleeper?
My son is definitely not a deep sleeper.
He's not.
No.
Peter would sleep through a giant earthquake, like everything. Like you have to shake him to wake him up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised he woke up now.
That's a blessing, really, when you think about it.
Totally. He woke up and was like, you know, it's 8:30. I have to work tomorrow at 10.
I have work in 15 hours. I need to go to sleep.
Hey, his little brain's running hot all day. He's got a, you know.
Hey, he knows himself and he knows his system, so he knows what's up.
Totally. He's got a lot of exterior stresses that we don't have.
That's true.
Sensory overload all day.
Right.
And so he's just emotional. He's just, his brain's exhausted.
Yeah. That's good though. If you know you're done for the day, just call it a night, man.
He watches Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Nice.
And then he goes to bed every day, 8:00.
Let me ask you this. On the Jeopardy, is he learning a lot, or how's that going?
He only watches it because he knows adults are supposed to watch it.
Okay.
He's an adult now. But he doesn't. I'm pretty sure he just talks to himself and daydreams about other stuff while it's on.
Okay.
But he watches it.
He's not watching it like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, where he knows all the answers?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Great movie.
Very good movie.
Great movie. I love it when he makes eye contact and goes, Lake Titicaca. Before the question's out of the Alex Trebek's mouth, I love that scene.
does he break the fourth wall?
No. He makes eye contact with the lady sitting next to him. Before Alex can finish the question, he answers it, Lake Titicaca. What is the lake in Guatemala? Or whatever the question is. Yeah, it's great. Such a great movie. And the lady just stares at him scared. Great movie.
Yep. Well, he's not doing that at all. He's just, you know, doing his own little daydreaming thing. But yeah. Called him and he's doing well though. Same old.
That's great.
Nothing new to report.
Yeah, that's great. My week in review, we set up JJ with a Facebook. And so I know JJ Jacob has some fans out there. If you want to track him down, you can find him through me. My name is Kirk Smith, and you can find my Facebook, and he is one of my friends on Facebook, Jacob Smith, and it'll be a picture of him. He's doing good. He's doing okay. You know, we haven't had another epileptic seizure in a while, so that's good.
Yeah, I was dealing with epilepsy last time.
We got a lot of notes about that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of notes, like nice notes about people talking about their experience. And so that's always good, you know that you're not alone, and there's a lot of people going through this. And so, but he's doing good, I think. He's doing good. I'm trying to put together a little tour, a European tour in the winter, and to go see him around Christmas. So that should be fun.
That'd be great. Is he still you guys still FaceTiming every day?
FaceTiming every day, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He's.
What did you guys do today?
Today he wanted to look at me, make face, and then run out of the room, and then run back, kind of play like a hide-and-seek thing. That was kind of interesting, but his caregiver was not as... She didn't think it was as funny as he did, but he's got he likes to wear suspenders now.
That's fun.
And
it's really easier than a belt.
It is much easier on sweatpants to wear than a belt.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah, he's just all about comfort.
Trying to be comfortable.
But, I wonder why he likes suspenders. Do his pants fall down?
His pants fall down.
Is he losing weight maybe? And is...
Well, he jumps around a lot and he doesn't like to wear underwear. So if you do a lot of jumping and they start to come down, not everybody wants to see the hairy bottom all the time. So one of his aides was like, oh, we should try suspenders. And I don't know if he likes them, but he's not against them. So he allows them to be put on. So that's the trade-off.
Hey, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's a nice style, extra little style. And it's style cool that he's okay with it. Maybe yeah. It feels like a little bit of a hug.
Maybe.
Well, people with autism like hugs.
Yeah, he pulls on them a little bit sometimes.
Not from people, but to be in like a cat confined space.
Likes to feel comfortable. Likes to feel comfortable.
Pulls on him.
Does a little wacky 80s pulling on him. But yeah, that's it. He's doing good. So that's what's going on.
That's good.
That's the Hollywood update.
Well, we're doing two new in the news articles today. So I wanted to sort of talk about addiction in autism.
This is very interesting. Yeah, kind of close to home.
Yeah, pardon me. No, I just my brother drinks and not, I don't think he drinks every day. He doesn't drink every day, but he will. If we didn't tell him not to, he will. He has sort of a proclivity to it, and you know, not getting hammered, but he'll drink like three beers a day if we're not stopping him. And you know, and on the weekends he says he only drinks like three or four a night by himself, but I'm sure he's drinking more. You know, I know he's got little secrets. We think that he's would not lie to us, but he lies. He lies. And
he's got his little white lies, huh?
Yeah.
He tells you that you look great when you don't look great. Those kind of lies. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Well, he's saying, you know, he's got little secrets that I'm not supposed to tell mom and dad.
Right.
And, you know, there's got to be other secrets that you don't tell Graham.
What do you think?
Because I'm an authority figure. You know, I'm telling him what he should and shouldn't do. And right. It's annoying. And he wants to be independent. So I'm sure he agrees. You know, he's like, I'm an adult. I'm going to have more beers.
You think he's a secretly on Tinder?
No, I know that. I know that he's not. But I do think that he's secretly drinking like a bunch of beers by himself.
Right.
And when he's like, you know, at family get-togethers, he gets a little loose. It's nothing, never been anything bad. I mean, I think I've told this story once.
A few massages?
The worst it ever got was at Thanksgiving a few years ago. He was giving everyone's girlfriends and wives, not related to him, massages.
I love it.
And wet-willying the boyfriends.
Emasculating the men and massaging the women.
Real power move. Real alpha male move.
Oh, boy.
But that was about, you know, and some people were like a little uncomfortable, so we had to talk to him about it, but it's fine. But anyway, there is a
where
new,
is this publication? What publication is this in?
What website is it
what
on?
What website, yeah.
MedicalExpress.com. Okay. You know, MedicalExpress.com.
For all your Medical Express needs.
I mean, I have no idea. This just jumped out at me. I have no idea how good this book is. The author and co-author are very reputable people simply because they work at universities. Accredited universities, so I know they're not complete, you know, wackos. But the question it poses is enough to pique my interest. And I'll just read you a bit of the article here. It starts off with, what is the connection between autism and addiction? Why are individuals with autism more likely to develop substance use disorder than the general population? And I did not know that that was a fact. But further down the article, it does cite studies where people have proved it, or at least come close to. And it goes on to say, until, by the way, the name of the book is called Drinking, Drug Use, and Addiction in the Autism Community. Okay. Anyway, moving on. It goes, until recently, substance use disorder, SUD, was considered rare among those with autism spectrum disorder, ASD. But recent research on the topic suggests that individuals with autism are nearly twice as likely to develop SUD as a new book by Elizabeth Kuhnreather. I know I make fun of you for the names. when the ball's in my court, it's a little more difficult. I'll give you that. These smart people never have easy names.
That's how it works. Nobody's named Kirk Smith who's smart.
Nobody. I don't even know one person. Clinical instructor at the University of North Carolina's Addiction Detox Unit at Wake Brook in Raleigh, and Ann Palmer, at a faculty member at the Carolina Institute for Developmental Disabilities at UNC. Both, you know, these are, this is UNC, obviously, they're both working at UNC, fantastic university, brings together current research and personal accounts from individuals with autism and their support networks to start a conversation about the relationship between ASD and SUD. And it goes on basically to say that maybe people with autism, one of the reasons why they have more of a proclivity to addiction is because they have these sensory overloads.
Right.
They're dealing with, you know, light and sound.
So it's like a coping mechanism.
Thoughts, and it just numbs you, you know. And I wonder if Peter, when we bring him to these parties, these family get-togethers, there's just people running around and talking. There's so many more people talking to him. It's loud. Yeah. You know, I noticed that he sort of sits in the corner now, you know, and he's not as chatty as he used to be.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like any pressure as a family member to, like, it's such a delicate balance, isn't it? Because he is a grown up, he is an adult, but he's still your family and you're trying to protect him. Do you feel pressure to get him to try to stop completely, or how's that work?
Stop drinking completely?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's a problem, and you know what? I think he deserves to get all buzzed up a couple times a week, as long as it's not as long as he's not outside walking around, you know, it's safe. I don't want him drinking more than two times a week, and I just think that there's a fine balance, like, because he's autistic, he still deserves to
have some freedom
and feel nice and indulge himself in something that may, you know, is fun and not necessarily great for him, just like the rest of us,
right? But let me play the devil's advocate, because this is a podcast, but like, it's about freedom, but like, you know, this, a lot of comedians are part of the program, you know, and so
of comedians are booze bags,
or you know,
I call them booze bags,
NA or whatever. We're very sensitive on this podcast.
Yeah.
Or, you know, pills or coke or whatever. So there's a lot of comics that, and that doesn't mean that they don't have freedom, but like, if you have a predisposition to something,
sure,
and you know,
I think our family does slightly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also got that genetically, we like it, you know. Nobody in my family has a, you know, is in the program or has a real problem or gets too drunk at family get-togethers or anything. But it is something that we like. So what was it? Finish your question. I cut you off.
Well, so to the counterpoint to what you said basically that you should give him his freedom so that he is a grown up, so he could do whatever he wants and he deserves it. But it's like, that being said, I can name a comedian. I shouldn't name a comedian, but a friend of ours who's in the program, he also deserves his freedom, but he's in the program because he knows it's better for him, and he knows that he can't...
Right, so basically...
He can't reasonably make that decision. So like, autism doesn't have everything to do with it, right? Because...
Yeah, so Peter, you're saying Peter wouldn't know that it's bad for him, so...
Well, I'm saying the fact that he has autism and he has freedom and he can choose, that's fine, but if you have a predisposition to something and you know it's not great for you, where do you draw the line and how do you decide? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Well,
you
decide that if it starts to hurt him, that he,
right,
if it becomes a detriment to his life, then he needs to stop.
Right. I think you're right.
And I don't think we're there yet, but it's something we're monitoring for sure.
Right.
You know, and I wonder if we're overreacting. I don't think my parents are very concerned. I'm not terribly concerned yet, but he's somebody who, if you didn't tell him, he is mostly very good at following instruction, and if you put the fear in him, he will stop.
Right.
If you say it's going to make you, he's very vain, luckily. So if you go, if it's going to make you
it's
fat.
It's going to make you look old.
It's making you look fat or old. He'll be like, oh, no.
I like one of my favorite episodes, like episode 6 or something, where like, he's very vain, which makes me connect with him as a brother because I'm very vain.
Yeah, oh, 100%. I was talking to my mother the other day, and I was talking to Peter, And he called yesterday, and he calls me, and I called him. I don't know. We were talking, and he goes, "Graham, how's it going? Yeah, I was in the went to the pool today. Went for a swim. I did 10 laps back and forth." And I was like, "That's great. You never use the pool in your building. Why are you using the pool?" And he goes, "You know, you got to switch it up. You know, I sometimes get bored of the exercise room." I'm like, "Absolutely. It's very good to switch it up. It's also very good for your muscles to switch it up." He's like, "Oh, good. Yeah. And then we start talking, and he goes, yeah. And I went over to Mom and Dad's house, and Mom said I was getting a little bit chubby." Like, there it is. There it is. You didn't just decide.
That's a little bit of encouragement that you needed.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's funny. We've got another in the news.
Yeah.
This one hits home for me. We decided to do two this week, guys. This is in the Sun Herald and, the Herald Sun. Sorry about that. The dyslexia kicked in. Also, North Carolina. This is in Durham County. The title is, "This family of an autistic child waited in the hospital ER for over 200 hours.
They were in the hospital building for 200 hours? A nurse didn't say come back in a week?
Yeah, 10 days they were there. They took time off work and took turns sitting in the ER with their kid. And so the mom would sit for a while, then the dad would sit. Basically because the kid had a psychotic break, they called it. And while the people at his school were great, Hope Creek Academy in Durham, they couldn't control him. And basically they feared for his safety and the safety of those around him. So they needed to get him some help. And in order to get him into the program, they had to go to the emergency room. And basically it's just highlighting something that's way too common. And it's that the struggle that people with children or family members that have acute mental health needs, there's just not enough beds. And so for them at the hospital. So they need to, emergency room health care until they can be attended to, and often ends up stuck there for days and days and days. And so in this case, it was 10 days. And basically, it's a funding issue that the state budgets need to be budgeted better so that there's better psychiatric care facilities. There's just not enough available.
10 days.
10 days. That's
insane. I feel like if that was in Canada, it would be all over Fox News. This is why it's terrible. You know, that would never happen. Not to get too political, but it's like, that's egregious. That's like Soviet Russia or something. 10 days?
Well, it's a funding issue. It's a funding issue. And I feel like, and I know we've kind of covered, we almost didn't do this one because we have covered something similar, but I think this is important to talk about it so that when stuff comes up on your legislative agenda, stuff comes up for, you know, different representatives discussing what to do with your money as a taxpayer. I think to me, this is very important. You know, this is something we need to fund to protect our most vulnerable members of society.
I would rather give an extra $20 a year in taxes so I wouldn't have to walk by people with severe autism on the street living in a tent and they didn't have a family to take care of them.
Yep.
You know? You know how many people in LA you walk by and they're just crazy or they're mentally ill?
There's a lot of mental illness out here.
And you're like, you didn't grow up in a middle class family or even lower middle. You grew up with like a poor, maybe your parents were drug addicts.
Yeah, or you had some bad breaks.
Well,
maybe you grew up middle class, your parents died and or whatever. Yeah,
sure. But I bet you 99% are like people that are born like my brother and then they didn't have a family support system at all. Right. Zero. And now they got to eat. They're on the street. It's like I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just 10 hours is too much.
10, yeah. And there were 200.
Not 10 hours.
10 days, you mean?
Yeah. 10 days.
255 hours in the emergency room waiting for care. Yeah, and it's just...
What a weird system.
Yeah, the CDC estimates that 1 in 59 8-year-old school children will be diagnosed with autism. More than 1.5 million children and adults in the states have. You know, you hear different numbers on that. So in North Carolina, that translates to 65,000 people.
What if his parents, you know, how many?
What if there's a single mom and so they couldn't take turns sitting in the emergency room for 10 days?
They're not going in the emergency room. No.
10 days. Yeah, it's a crazy, 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 crazy thing.
Nuts. Anyway, whatever. Don't mean to bum all you guys out. Everything's going to be fine.
It's not to bum you out. Just when you have an opportunity to raise your voice, somebody asks, this is important. You know, the funding determines the kind of care we get in this country.
Absolutely. That was a good article find, Kirk. I like to give Kirk positive reinforcement. But that's another episode of Autastic. I think we did it.
Guys, we've had some great letters this week about the epilepsy, about different TV shows. Thank you so for all your letters. We will read your letters next week.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, guys.
Just keep them coming.
Hey, Kirk, you got any fun gigs coming up?
I'm going to be in New York City November 1st to 7th.
The Windy City, New York City.
Windy City, Chicago.
Okay.
Don't come find me in Chicago.
The New Big York City. Kahuna.
I'm doing an autism charity gig if you want to come see me do an hour on autism.
The city of brotherly love. New York City.
Oh, boy. The city of, what's the city of?
Angels. Brooklyn, the borough of angels. Brooklyn and Queens.
Oh, boy. Send your letters to Graham K. Comedy on Instagram. No, wait. Graham OK.
Graham K. OK.
Graham K. OK. Jeez Louise.
I changed it, guys. Good plug, though. Now people will remember. Graham K. OK on Twitter and Instagram. Also, you can email us, autasticpodcast@gmail.com. Right?
That's right.
autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
I love the hesitation at the
find
eye
us
contact.
On the Facebook. And finally, at Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. And even more finally, give us money, please. Patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic. $1 lets us keep doing it, and we appreciate it. And that's it. That's it.
Rate, review on iTunes. We'd appreciate
of
it, too.
Of course.
If you have a second.
Course. Guys, we have a real, real good, solid, healthy base of listeners, and we really appreciate you. And but we'd like to grow. We'd like this thing to grow and get even bigger and help more people and for more people to get in on the community and have a good time. But that's it. That's it. Right?
I think we did it. We love you guys. You can do it. Have a great week.
It's true. Thanks.